Hey, so real quick, man, I just wanted to make this video because I was thinking about this as I got up, as I woke up. And this is just a cold reality check, even for me in my situation, right? So I'm going to start off with what I talked about in this live stream or video I did about that hooker in the brothel I got who looked like one of those James Bond girls. And I went to go see her like after I got off work one day when I worked the job in Prague. And just that quickly, that girl, she was from some way, somewhere out east. I don't know where she was from, but she looked like that Ana de Armas bitch in that James Bond, in a new James Bond movie. She was one of them type, like, but she wore high heels and a tight dress and the classy shit. She looked like that, right? And fuck her for $60, right? And thinking about the whole circle of woman, right? Just thinking about the whole package of woman. Like it really, like it always becomes clear that woman is nothing admirable. Woman is made up of nothing admirable, nothing truly admirable, nothing truly, that deserves like full and total respect. She, woman just can, literally can just not be made up of that. Most women just cannot be made up of that because at some point her hypergamous nature will show at some point, right? So again, with the hooker at the brothel. She had just flown in, like literally, because I seen her bags. She had just flown in and was already sucking dick for money, and which is cool, but think on the but what I'm going at is thinking on the bigger term, right? Thinking on okay, where did this girl come from? And she was pretty. Where'd she come from? And you mean to tell me there wasn't at least three guys who would have dreamed to be with her, who would have treated her right and all that, would treat her right. Probably text her back five times in a minute if she texted them and was always there, would have picked her up and dude, take her here or whatever the fuck. They would have done anything for this girl. And she ain't got no time for that. She ain't no time for him at all. She was out here getting these American dollars and euros and pounds bouncing on cocks. That's what she was out here doing, right? It's just that hypergamy shit. Now, the cold reality comes in on another story that I brought up, maybe in a live stream or something, I can't remember, but I brought up how my girl's sister was selling a car. I was looking for a car, and I just wanted something cheap, nothing, extravagant, because I literally just drive to the grocery store back just so I don't have to carry groceries because my back's like super fucked up. And she was going to sell it to me, but at the time, I didn't have my proper, let's just call it visa. I didn't have my proper visa to stay in, so I could actually buy something in my name. So I couldn't buy it. And so we just said, well, look, if you find somebody else to buy it, then go ahead and sell it. But if it's still for sale, like I want to buy it type of thing, right? And she goes, cool. So about a few weeks later, by the way, this is all over text message. I don't think she's ever seen me yet. This is all over text message. Her sister lives about 2 hours away. And so I remember we I told my girl to ask her sister about the car. Did she sell it yet? And she replied, oh no, I just had a few gypsies ask for it. Like laughing face, laughing face, laughing face. I was like, word for real? I said, does your sister know I'm black? And my girl goes, oh no, well, you're American, so you're fine. I'm like, for like that's cold blow shit. Like that was legit. That's legit deep cold blow fucked up shit for real. Like that's legit cold blow. And like I try to tell guys in the US, once you leave the US, yeah, like the black and white thing is still an issue, but what's more important at the end game is what your passport has written on it. Because I asked myself, while I was sitting in bed thinking about that, I asked myself, I said, self. What if you had been a black dude from Romania? Would your girl even talk to you? What if I had been from Ukraine or some place that's deemed lesser than the European Union over here? How are you? Would my girl be over here cooking and ironing and all this? Would she have anywhere near disrespect for me, or would she be doing the same shit that bitch in that brothel did from the beginning of this video? Which, you know what I'm saying? Like, and really think about, and that's a cold blow. But see, that's that cold reality, man, of hypergamy, realizing woman's hypergamy in their nature. They woman always has to go up in some form. Now she might like you if you're a little down in one area, but you got to excel in another area to her. You have to. And like, and that's a cool reality check, because my girl, she's cool and all that. You know what I'm saying? She cooks and cleans, irons, and, you know, sweeps and mops the floor. Like I said, the place looks cleaner when she leaves every time. But really think about that. Really think about if your boy AD was from Serbia, would my girl be acting anywhere near this, you acting like this? Would she have anywhere near the same respect and all this? You know what I'm saying? If your boy AD had come from Zimbabwe, would she have been acting like this? You see? And this is the real question on this shit. And this is why I tell guys all the time, woman is very rarely made up of genuinely admirable qualities and traits to be decent and good to anyone on the planet. There's usually something in it for her, right? And it's something you just have to live with as a man. So this is why, as a man, I say it in my videos too, as a man, you have a lot more to juggle. You have a lot more reality to juggle and deal with and actually genuinely care about while becoming aware of new, deeper realities and always knowing the reality. See, women don't live in that shit. Okay. Like, for example, let's say like this flat I'm in right now, I'm renting this flat. This flat is not mine. I did not buy this flat. I rent this flat. Right. And I always have the expectation of getting up and leaving, because this is not my flat, like leaving for good. This is not mine, right? Woman doesn't live like, see, woman would genuinely believe that this is now her flat. You see? Because she, why? Because she feels like it's, she just feels like it's hers now. She doesn't care about the logic of if she's renting it or not. It's now hers. And if somebody comes and tries to take it, she'll just, you know, destroy it and all that. That's that woman child shit. If the actual owner comes and says, hey, you got to move out. Well, as a man, okay, yeah, I get it. Yeah, because I'm renting, this ain't mine. I got to go. One woman and child, they feel like it's theirs, you see, for no other reason than they just emotionally feel like it's theirs. That's that woman and child. That's that feminine shit, that feminine childish shit. Woman does, see, that's just all she sees. But again, even at cold reality check, even for myself, I woke up and I said, self, if you had been from a country that she would deem as lower than her, would any of these Czech women, anybody have anywhere near this respect for you? And I got one old friends with benefits I used to have. We still talk too. And she flat out tells me, because she likes black dudes, but she don't like African dudes. And I've heard that a lot from Czech bitches. They don't like African dudes, but all of a sudden, like they'll accept me because I'm from America. Like, just because I do win that scenario doesn't mean I'm happy about it. All right, because I think about that shit, man. I think about how fucked up that is, for real. And see, and here's the thing: women are. I mean, men will do it too in the world. Like, they'll kind of do it too, but women are far more strict with that. Like, because it's in her nature. Men will do it, like once they find out you're from a higher country. Some guys, like, they'll just automatically be your friend now and all this shit, like once they find that out. But women are definitely far more brutal about it, for real. Like, they're so brutal about it, it's disgusting. And that's that core reality check with me and my girl. Like I said, if I had came from some poorer country compared to hers, I highly doubt she'd respect me the way she does. And here's the thing, this is the fucked up part about it. Women will always judge men off shit that they really can't even, they don't have any control over. Like, I had no control. I was born in the U.S. You know what I'm saying? It's not like before I was born, I got to pick which country I was born in and say, yeah, I think I'm going to pick. You know what I'm saying? We don't have any control over this shit. You know what I'm saying? Whereas when men judge women based off of shit that they can actually change, like just don't be fat, take a bath, and, you know, act like you got some common sense, and or just shut the fuck up. And that's all a woman has to do to make it by in life, as, you know, as marriage material quality to men, or at least fuckable material quality to men. Whereas women judge the world off of shit that the world can't even help. All right. They judge men off shit they can't even help. Especially like when y'all in the U.S., y'all come to Europe, y'all get to Europe or just pretty much just leave the U.S., you'll see, like, it really comes back to what country you originate from in the world, and especially like when it comes to jobs and women. Once you leave the U.S., that's essentially what it's all going to come back to is what country you come from. And the black and white has a little bit to do with it, but if your country is a powerful country, they'll still fuck with you type of thing. But but again, it's that cold reality check. So yeah, my girl's cool and all that, but I don't leave that reality out of my head that, oh, like I found a great one because I was such a great fucking guy now. No, like the things that are helping, that are aiding in my benefit, like were things that I had no control over. And I'm not ignoring that shit at all. Now, on the flip side, I remember there was one girl who she specifically did like African dudes. Like she specifically like, and she was an older woman, but she had a nice fucking body, dude. Like she was definitely like 40, 45, but she had a nice, her body was like on point. Like she made sure that shit was right. And she preferred African dudes. Like she preferred that shit. I think she lived in Africa for like 10 years with her boyfriend. She had moved there with him. And she was a good looking girl, great looking girl too. But yeah, now that's just that cold reality check, that cold reality check of, okay. Like, I mean, I'm sure like my mentality has something to do with what can get some attraction, but in the end, like that respect is going to be, well, especially when you get over here into Europe. What country you done came from, and do you look like you've established yourself as a man yet in any form? And it really just established yourself as a man, meaning really just means, okay, do you have a job? Do you have your own flat? And anything else is a bonus. Like, do you have your own car? Which Europe, a car isn't anywhere near as important as it is in the U.S. Like in the U.S., you pretty much need a car unless you're in New York City or in like certain areas of California. Like you need a car in the U.S. But out here, a car, it's like the opposite. Like they didn't really take. I mean, there's a lot of cars out in Europe, but they didn't take to that same level of dependency. And also, it's like, you're automatically a loser if you don't drive, kind of thing. Like in the U.S., it's like they damn near look at you like, yeah, if you ride the bus, like you are like the low, like that's how they look at you in the U.S. That's how the U.S. is made. If you ride public transportation, you are the lowest of the low type of shit. Whereas over here, like everybody rides the trams and buses. Like, it's nowhere near like, but that's the whole topic for a whole other time. But yeah, it's that cold reality shit. It's the cold reality that I keep track of too in my own head. Because if I had been younger and experienced, I'd have fucked around and overlooked all that shit. Or I would take it out on her and be mad and try to ask her why, and try to, you know, interrogate her about it. I ain't gonna do that. I just know woman's nature. You know what I'm saying? I just know what their nature is and what they're about and what they do and shit. So I'm just not even, you know, you always feel a little salty about it, but it's like, whatever. Because see, here's the thing. And here's why men act genuinely have morals and women don't. Perfect example is when a man knows that he won, but he's real enough with himself to acknowledge that, yeah, like he might've had like a buffer in life. He might've had, you know, a benefit in life that was beyond his control type of shit, and he fully accepts it. Once a man can reach that point, he usually doesn't feel good about being wanted because he has, you know, a nice sports car. He's not gonna feel good about that shit because he has a nice sports car, because he has a really good job, or because he comes from a certain country. He's not gonna feel good about that shit once he sees and acknowledges the whole picture. But here's the thing. Woman is like child. As soon as she realizes she's cute, again, out of her control, once she realizes she has a nice body and she's cute and all that, oh, she's immediately the princess of the land, and she loves it, and she loves every second of it. See, that's the difference. Reasons like this is why I say that when woman is nothing to have full respect and full admiration for. You admire from a little shit here and there, but they're just their core nature in life is not likable. Their core nature in life is not desirable. The only thing that gets them over in those worlds is because you just want to fuck woman. That's it. Outside of that, woman's genuine actions and shit, that the core, they are not for Patrice O'Neill said, they're not for righteous reason. They don't do shit for righteous reasons. They do shit because every woman does shit because she secretly wants to be the main character in the movie. That's why. All right. But yeah, that cold reality, man. I still remember that. And I never let that thought, that memory go. With my girl asking if her sister's car for sale. And she said, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. But she said, yeah, but only a few gypsies asked. Yeah, but no, she said, yeah, but I only got offers from a few gypsies. And had like laughing faces after it. Like it was funny that the gypsies was asking her, you know, to buy the car. That's funny. You see what I'm saying? Like that's fucked up. That's funny. And what I'm saying, I'm using gypsy as a derogatory term, but that's a siren going off. But I mean that's fucked up for me to say gypsy. But that's just, you know, to make the whole conversation easier for motherfuckers to know who I'm talking about. The Roma is the proper way to say. See, yeah, I only have because see, you know, for the people in the U.S., it's a good chance they ain't gonna know, you know, what any of this shit is. Because I didn't know what it was, so I came here. So the gypsies are like the proper word to call them is the Roma, right? And the Roma, okay, the Roma. This is what I see in Europe. And as somebody, please let me know if I'm wrong about this. But from what I've seen, the Roma are usually the African Americans of Europe, of Western Europe, and I'd say that they're essentially the African Americans of Western Europe, right? They're loud, uneducated, you know, cause trouble. They think they're the chosen race and nasty and all that shit. And everywhere you go, that same theory happens, right? And then when you go to Eastern Europe, in the scheme of all of Europe, Eastern Europe is seen as the scoundrels or the African Americans of all of Europe. They don't like Western Europe, don't want Eastern Europe to come over here unless they bring some pretty bitches. Western Europe really ain't trying to fuck with Eastern Europe like that. You know what I'm saying? They stay over there. That's that whole Belarus issue right now in Poland. From what I understood of that, they trying to keep the motherfuckers out. But you do have Roma over there too. And they're noticeably more annoying over there too. But even then though, like that's fuck. I mean, for somebody to want to buy something, for somebody to think about my girl sister for real. Think about how the piece of shit which I will tell her. I probably already have told my girl she's a piece of shit for that. But I'll tell her today. Your sister was a piece of shit for that. Because think about the reality of that shit. Somebody wants to buy something. And you laugh at a certain class or group of people because they wanted to buy it. Even if they had the money, they got the money to buy it, and you laugh at them. For real? Like, think about that shit, right? And what's saying that easily could not have been me, right? That was to say I didn't pick what country I was born in or what religion, what race I was or all that before I was born or, you know, what my passport was going to say on it. So there's nothing to say that could not have been me, right? And to laugh at somebody because they want to buy something from you, and not only that, and it was like two or three motherfuckers, and she thinks she's so much better than them that she's gonna laugh at their offers to come buy this shit. And now that opens up a whole nother territory, right? All right, now. And this is going to be fucked up, but stay with me on this logic. If a woman is only getting offers from a certain type of people, well, then that must mean that she is, you know, not at least not too far from that type of person. Because it's like, because anything that women have, men come to buy it. Okay, woman creates nothing, right? Everything what has, man comes to eat, whether it's her company, whatever the fuck, man's coming to buy it. And she's laughing at them, but that tells me that she's actually more on the same level as them than she really thinks. But she thinks she's superior to them. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's fucked up. I mean, again, just to laugh at somebody because they want to buy something from you and don't sell it to them, that's fucked up. And again, what's to say if your boy AD had it come from like Nigeria or something? You know what I'm saying? Would my girl be treating me the same way? Would she be cooking and cleaning and doing everything in bit? Would she be doing that? Or is she nothing more than that hussy at the brothel? Really think, you know what I'm saying? And that's that cold. That is, see, as a man, you got to juggle this shit. See, women, they just move and just look for the highest bidder. As long as she, as long as she's opening a fuck hole, she's fine. It looks a little cute. She just, see, woman does, she's not put, she's not really, 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 really putting this thought in on a legit admirable moral level. See, but as a man, you got to do that. You always, like, to stay grounded in reality with whatever woman you get. You gotta stay grounded there. Like for real, your boy AD comes from Ohio, from Cincinnati, out there by Northgate Mall, Tri-County, what used to be called Forest Fair, and they changed it to Cincinnati Mills, and now it's something else. But your boy comes from Ohio, man. But that passport says United States of America. And I asked myself, I guess I woke up asking myself, if your boy had it came from Romania, would Esmeralda be acting like this? And it's that reality. And again, you got to accept woman. That's woman's nature. She ain't. She's gonna act better for better man. She's gonna wait at the finish line. Entrepreneurs in Cars said that women wait at the finish. Women don't run marathons. They wait at the finish line for that man to finish. They go find the man they want after that because they ain't worth shit. This is what I tell you. Like, woman is inherently just not good. Not admirable. She'll fake it once she finds the proper man she wants, but like, until then, she's not. Woman is naturally not good, dude. She's genuinely not good. You just want to fuck them. That's all, man. That's all. And you gotta be aware of that. You just want to fuck them, or just want some company, or use her to go get other women. Whatever your thing is to do with this woman, it's not for her on a genuinely admirable something that, you know. Something, you know, genuinely within her. Everything that she's doing is for a reason, all right? But again, and that's the real question. And if you got a wife or girlfriend right now, baby mama, what, ask yourself that question. If you was that dude working at Speedway, or okay, for those of y'all outside of US, if you was that dude working at a gas station, was she fucking, you know, would she be acting like she act now with you? And again, that's their reality check, man. So I'm out of here. I gotta start working out because my back is starting to get real bad. So I'm gonna go for a run now. I'm gonna do a live stream tonight, and I'm gonna try to change up the formula a little bit. But between races, I'm gonna answer questions, emails, and shit like that. So yeah, I'm out of here. Y'all have a good day. If you're watching this today, I'll see you tonight. And live stream, hopefully. But I'm out. Peace.